David, your thoughts on tonight's game here at Seaview?
Frustrating, disappointed. I don't think we'd done enough to lose the game. We didn't do enough to win the game. There wasn't much in the game. I don't think Rowan had too many saves to make, as Dougherty didn't on the other end. But say frustrating to lose the goal in the manner that we did, albeit a decent strike from Hale. But say we just couldn't get the grips to the game. We couldn't get back in the game when we probably should have done. Probably should have made more opportunities. We had a lot of set plays tonight. Didn't do enough to put the ball in the net. So I leave here, and I know the players. We've had a brief chat after the game. We're disappointed, but we're also in the knowledge that there's a long way to go with big games upcoming, and we look forward now to responding, reacting, hopefully in the proper manner, and putting ourselves through in the next round next Tuesday, and getting 3 points at Dungannon next Saturday.
I think we finished off tonight with our Ballinamallard formation with about six strikers on it.
Sometimes you have to a wee bit gung ho in the end, and Daniel actually nearly got the goal at the end. He brought out a good save and Dougherty, but say we didn't do enough. We didn't create enough opportunities. And again, for me, the disappointing thing is when I look at some of the players that we had on tonight, some of the quality players that have done well in previous games and previous weeks, that we didn't quite do enough tonight to create a good goal scoring opportunity.
That was a big battle, and but you know, leagues aren't won in October, surely not. So we don't get too disappointed by defeats and too carried away with wins.
Yeah, but we can be disappointed. I'm certainly disappointed. But again, leagues aren't won, as you say, in October. There's plenty of time to respond. We have games in hand, but it's important when the games in hand do come around that we do the job and do our business and take care of ourselves. So we'll await them games and hopefully go and perform a little bit better, and hopefully the outcome will be more favourable towards ourselves.
Big crowd here on a Friday night live on TV, isn't it?
Yeah, again, credit to our supporters. Listen, I've been on record numerous times that it might have been an easy one tonight to sort of sit at home on a Friday night and save themselves a couple of quid and whatever else, but you know, our crowds from the European games right through to the start of the season, you know, away games and whatever else, I understand coming from work and all the expense and everything it's entailed to get to these games. So you know, big shout out to them tonight. I'm disappointed, I'm gutted for them that we've left empty handed, but get behind the players, get behind the club, and hopefully we'll bounce back next week.
And Tuesday night, Dungannon, we are the cup holders. Tricky away tie on the back of a previous tricky away tie, but these double headers, Dungannon on Tuesday, Dungannon on Saturday, they're not ideal, sure they're not.
They're not ideal, they're never easy. Certainly down at Dungannon, we scraped through there in the League Cup last year, so we'll need to be better than what we were last year. We'll need to improve tonight. We'll assess some of the squad after the game tonight and say, soak that one up, take it in the chin, and move on and be better.
And we'll move on Tuesday night, Dale.
Absolutely. Cheers, Andy.